The Lord be with you. May the word of God be on my mind, on my lips, and in my heart. My brothers and sisters, this reading comes to us this morning from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Lord, to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I'm going, you know the way." And Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know the Father. From now on, you know him, and you have seen him." Philip said to him, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and that the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak of my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Or else, believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I'm going to the Father." The Gospel of the Lord. A long time ago, in fact, such a long time, that it was before the dawn of recorded history, that there was a clever inventor who discovered the art of making fire. And being a generous person, he took his fire-making tools up to the northern region in the mountains where the snow was. And he taught one of the tribes there the art and the advantages of making fire. And the people were so excited and fascinated with their new skill that they forgot to thank the inventor and didn't notice when he quietly slipped away. But he didn't mind, because all he wanted was the satisfaction of knowing that he had made somebody else's life better. And so the next tribe he went to was just as eager to learn from him at the first. But the leaders became very jealous and fearful of the hold that this inventor had on the people. And so they conspired to have him murdered. And after he was murdered, to allay any suspicion of their involvement in the crime, they installed a huge picture of the inventor in their temple. And they devised all these elaborate rituals to honor the great inventor. They enshrined the fire-making tools into a golden chest, which people would kiss when they came into the temple. And the high priest himself would undertake the task of compiling the definitive biography of the great inventor. And this book was handed down from generation to generation to generation. Tribesmen could recite whole sections of this writing, and they had it in memory. The penalty of death was imposed upon anyone who failed to acknowledge the greatness of this inventor. Busy as they were with all these activities honoring the great inventor, the people forgot completely the one thing that he came to teach them: how to make fire. Have you ever asked yourself why you come to Mass on the weekend? Why do you come to Mass? Have you ever asked that? I'll bet your children have asked you once, maybe twice, maybe more. Why? Or maybe now it's your grandchildren asking your grandma, why are we going to Mass? And so, what was your answer? What do you tell them? I hope it's good. I mean, if it's not, you must be hating yourself for being here right now. Well, let me go through maybe a few answers that people might have. Well, some may say, well, I'm here because it's the law. Keep holy the Lord's Day. It's sort of like taxes. It's the price you pay for having a nice God. And if you don't pay, you'll have major troubles. Or maybe, oh, it's a mortal sin if I don't go to Mass. Or I'm going to go to hell for committing so many mortal sins. I don't know. No, that's not good enough. That won't pass. Well, I'm here because it's what decent, God-fearing people do on Sunday. Oh, come on. That's not good enough either. I mean, that's so 50-ish. You know? Some of you are too young to remember. But in the 50s, and so everybody went to Mass. It was the thing to do. Or some people might say, well, I'm here to please God and to make God happy. I mean, let's face it, with all the atheists and the drug dealers and the terrorists that are running all around, maybe God could use a little bit of encouragement, a reassurance that he still has a few friends who love him and honor him. Well, fortunately, you know, God being God is perfectly happy, and there's nothing you can do to take away God's happiness. Nothing. You know? Don't think you can do that. Take away or offend God. You can't offend God. God doesn't have an ego to offend. And if you can offend God and make God sad or whatever, then you got control. What a small God you must have. So that's not a good reason to be here. Okay, well, I'm here to please God in another way. That is, to carry favor with him so that he'll come through with some big ticket blessings. Or at least he'll overlook some big mistakes in my life. Well, God is bigger and better than that. God cannot be manipulated. You cannot manipulate God. It just won't work. That's an immature tactic. Oh, if you do this, God, I'll do that. If I do this, will you do that? So why do you come here every week, some of you? Well, I think the answer is simple, or at least it should be. And that is to remember who we are at the core. To remember that you are a son and daughter of God, that you are God's beloved, God's chosen people, each and every one of us. And so we come and we do what Jesus told us to do. Do this in memory of me. Remember how much I love you. Do it in memory of me. Remember my message, what I taught you about life and love and God. And don't listen to anybody else who makes God very small and manipulative himself and punishing and condemning and judging God. No, we come here to remember who we are. Deeper and deeper inside, we draw our life from God and from Jesus, our brother, who is here, wanting to touch us, to heal us, to feed us, to strengthen us, to draw us forward. I think that's why we come here, and that's why we need to come here. We need to eat who we are and become what we eat. The tribesmen in the story that I told you, they were good at the details. But they forgot the only thing that mattered, and that was how to make fire. The same thing could happen to you and to me and to all of us. And that is to forget who we are. But it doesn't have to happen, because we can take this precious time to remember. As Father Nathan keeps reminding me, remember, Richard, how loved you are. And so we take this time to remember how much we're loved, remembering that God is near to us, that God is as close to us as our breath, that God's love is unconditional, not based upon anything we say, do, or whatever, that God calls us to life, celebrating that we are His very own, and He'll never forget us, and we draw our life from His touch, from His love, from the holy food that He gives us. So we eat who we are, and we become what we eat. So let us remember, let us celebrate, let us eat, let us draw life.